The school board has to make a decision next Wednesday on a ruling from State Education Commissioner John King that students from the two academically failing schools have to be allowed to take vocational training from Erie One BOCES. The board has to decide if it wants BOCES to actually run either of the schools or run them in cooperation with Johns Hopkins University. That school has been running an intensive program in both schools, readying for major changes for both students and teachers in September. Teachers and students like the Training Development Secondary Program. A major issue in the meeting was the multilingual makeup of the student body, with class president Crystal Fernandez pointing to a flyer announcing the meeting only in English.
How many languages is this in? These programs right here are great for all of our students if they knew English. But a lot of these students do not know English, and it's how are we going to understand what they're talking about? Also, Lafayette High School is like a family for these students. They come here and they feel like they're home. They never want to live here.
Lafayette students speak 43 languages with interpreters for six languages at the meeting, translating for students and parents in the audience. Parents, students, and teachers are concerned there won't be enough language help for those students who take BOCES courses, with administrators there saying help is available. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.